Patient's name is Candace McMaster. First name CANDACE. Last name MCMASTER. Date of birth is 9/22/71. Date of service is 4/5/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. The 50-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining that 5 weeks ago she was kicked by a horse on her right thigh. Since then, she's been having some difficulty walking and states that her entire right leg does swell after she has been active for the day. She has taken Tylenol for symptom relief. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history, hypoglycemia, surgical history, hysterectomy, right arm and bladder, social history, denies drugs, admits to ETOH socially, and smokes half a pack a day. ROSCHVI, vital signs, blood pressure 124 over 82, heart rate 77, respiratory rate is 16, temp 98. So to 100, she weighs 150 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEE and T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft on tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities. She's got normal range of motion, but soft tissue swelling noted to her right upper thigh. No visible contusion noted at this time. Neuro is ANO times 4. Her gait is steady and her skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment in plan number 1, trauma to her right upper thigh, soft tissue swelling. Assessment in plan number, oh yeah, I already did that. Plan of care is patient will get a Medrol dose pack to decrease inflammation. We did do a 2-view femur x-ray in the office, which shows no obvious femur fracture, but soft tissue swelling noted. She will be given an order to do outpatient venous Doppler ultrasound of her right upper extremity. Once those results are back, we will call her to discuss them. If for some reason she can't have the ultrasound done outpatient, she will check into the emergency room and go about the test through there. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.